Welcome to Practical Actionable Marketing, the podcast that brings you practical tips and actionable steps to take your marketing efforts to the next level. Whether you're new to marketing or looking to sharpen your skills, you've come to the right place for real-world tactics that drive results. In today's episode, Chris covers advanced keyword research strategies that go beyond the basics, including uncovering competitor keyword gaps and optimizing for voice search. You won't want to miss these powerful techniques.
Hey there, marketers. Welcome to another episode of Practical Actionable Marketing. I'm Chris Spanier, and today we're diving deep into keyword research strategies that go way beyond the basic Google Keyword Planner approach. This may sound familiar. You've done the standard keyword research, but your content still isn't ranking the way you want it to. You're missing something, and today we're going to give you some pointers to find out what that is. We're going to look at three advanced keyword research strategies that have transformed companies' SEO results, plus some bonus techniques you can implement immediately. Let's dive in. First up, let's talk about uncovering search intent patterns. I found that the most successful content doesn't just target keywords, it addresses the underlying questions people are asking. Tools like Answer the Public from Neil Patel can help you discover dozens of specific questions people are asking about that aren't always showing up in traditional keyword research. Try this. Take your primary keyword and run it through Answer the Public. Then organize the questions by intent. Are people looking to buy something? Learn something? Solve a problem? This simple categorization can be transformational in how you structure your content. Another strategy is finding competitor keyword gaps. Here's a practical approach to doing this. Identify your top three competitors and use a tool like SEMrush or Ahrefs to run a content gap analysis. Look specifically for keywords that all three competitors rank for, but you don't. Those are immediate opportunities where your audience is already looking for solutions and gives you ideas on what to target. And that's what is so powerful about this approach. It shows you blind spots in your strategy. I know of a company who discovered that, while they were focused on product-related terms, their competitors were ranking for how-to content that was bringing in twice the traffic. Guess what they started shifting some of their content strategy towards? Third, look to build topical authority through keyword clustering. Instead of creating one-off content pieces, group related keywords into clusters around a central topic. This signals to search engines that you are a comprehensive resource. Here's a way to approach it. Export all your keywords into a spreadsheet, then use a tool like KeywordTool.io to group semantically related terms. For each cluster, create a pillar page in your site that links to supporting content. This interlinking structure can dramatically boost your authority signals. Now let me offer a bonus technique. Local SEO keyword research requires a different approach. Use Google's People Also Ask section with location modifiers to find hyperlocal questions. A coffee shop might discover that people are specifically searching for dog-friendly coffee shops in their neighborhood, and that's an angle they'd completely missed but realized they could absolutely promote to. Now, onto some homework. I'd like you to take 30 minutes today or tomorrow to create a content brief based purely on keyword data. Choose one keyword cluster from your research, identify the search intent, list the questions people are asking, and outline the specific points your content needs to address. Then use this brief as a roadmap to create some truly targeted content and see what it does to your traffic and engagement. That's it for today. I'm Chris Spanier, and I'll see you next time on Practical Actionable Marketing.
That wraps up another episode of Practical Actionable Marketing. If you found value in today's episode, please like, subscribe, and share with others who could benefit from these practical tips. And join us next time for more actionable marketing strategies that you can put into practice right away. Thanks for listening.